Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to episode 34. Today is Pi Day, and we're wishing you a happy Pi Day.
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I did not have any pie. I've failed.
That's okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's really sad, actually.
Wait, that is not true. I made pizza tonight, so that's technically a pie.
That's technically a pie.
Perfect.
Saved it.
Yes.
Yeah, now I'm wanting some pie. So one time I went to a party with a friend. I was hanging out with a friend like up in the city. And he was like, hey, I'm invited to this party later. Do you want to come? Like, okay, sounds good. So we went and he was like, yeah, it's like a party with like a bunch of pies. Like, I don't know. There'll be food. It'll be cool. Like, okay, cool. So we go to the party and there was this giant table with all these different pies. I don't know, like shepherd's pie. Well, shepherd's pie isn't a pie. Anyway, whatever.
Tons of it is. it's got it right in the title.
If pizza counts.
Pot pies. You know, there were savory pies. There were a shit ton of dessert pies. And we're like, this is the greatest party ever. And I don't think it was until about a week later that we realized, oh, that was on March 14th. Like, it was a pie party.
Yep. You were at a nerd party.
We were at a nerd party and it was fucking awesome and delicious.
Elbows with some nerds.
They knew how to party and eat pie.
Seriously. I would go to any party that had pie. Mm-hmm. Oh, pie is the best.
Really is. Yeah, now I'm jonesing for some pie.
Me too. I'm like, there's a bakery in the basement of my building at work. I'm going to have to see if they have any pies tomorrow.
Ooh, what kind of pie do you like? I know, Shandy, had all the pies for Thanksgiving.
I did have all the pies for Thanksgiving.
Right. I forgot.
Yeah. God, good job, Colleen. I didn't even remember.
Yeah, well, seriously. You edit them all. You tend to hear them like three times a week. So.
And it was a harvest moon, and the moon was in the seventh house.
We recorded it. We talked about it. It was almost an episode title, All the Pies. But it wasn't.
And you ate them at 8:15 in the evening.
Let me see.
And then sat down to watch a movie.
Let me go back through my trusty notebook and I'll tell you exactly. Oh, Pies for Days. That was
nice. Yeah.
That was what we almost called it, but we ended up calling it. Let's see. Da 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 da.
Ba, 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 ba.
I know. The one with all our girl crushes.
Oh, Kate McKinnon.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So. Anyway, memories. Anyway, yeah, so what kind of pie do you guys like best? Sorry, I jumped all over you, as I tend to do.
All of them.
All of the pies.
Except for shepherd's pie. I don't think meat belongs in a pie.
I wasn't supposed to put beef in the trifle.
And a layer of peas. A layer of ladyfingers. Jam. Another layer of lady fingers.
Yeah. Jam good. Meat good. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not a big pie person. So I'm not a big cake person. I like peanut butter cheesecake, but that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might like peanut butter pie.
Peanut butter pie.
We'll see.
All of this sounds so good.
I know. I'm kind of hungry. I'm not going to lie.
I know. And like, why are we talking about dessert? I have none. No dessert here. This is really... Anyway.
I was far away from the food in the old studio, Studio West, but in Studio Westeros, I'm even further away from the food. It's not cool.
Oh, no.
Guys.
You have to bring a stash.
I know.
Guys, I just got airdropped some dessert.
No. That's the best.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so funny story. So it's a baby Ruth. I now have a baby Ruth in my hand.
That's what she said.
A few weekends, 2 weekends ago, we had a friend's movie night and we watched The Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And we kind of tried to make dinner themed around The Goonies. So we ordered pizza and I brought baby Ruth for everyone to have for dessert. And if you have not seen The Goonies, you won't get the reference, but you really should see The Goonies because it's pretty much the best movie
Never ever. Seen it.
What? Really?
I've never seen Goonies. We talked about this on the live patrons hangout. which I have and I forgot to post, which is odd because usually I post that shit within 5 minutes of it finishing. I'm the worst.
I can never remember, like, I can't remember things from what we recorded last episode. I can't remember from 2 episodes ago.
I know. Sorry.
But yeah, so Baby Ruth play a prominent role in the film, and I highly suggest that you rent it because it's not available streaming anywhere for free, which kind of sucks.
It does suck.
That does suck.
What was the movie we also talked about during the hangout where I was like, oh, I think I have your copy. Oh, Newsies.
Newsies. Yeah.
I still think I have your original copy, or maybe that's of the one of A Few Good Men.
I don't think I ever had A Few Good Men. I know we had it, but I'm pretty sure it was yours. But I don't know. Anyway.
So I forgot to make this chat private. So somebody's watching us right now.
What? Oh,
fantastic. Glad I decided to not wear makeup today.
Well, I never do. So lucky person, whoever it is, you're going to be the only one because I'm about to make this shit private, like super private so nobody else can see it. Who are you? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, please chime in.
Yeah, seriously.
Whoever it is, say something.
Come out, wherever you are.
Oh, well, this should make it easy to edit because we're going to all be not assholes right now for the rest of the show.
Well, I'm not making any promises.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know who this person is. So,
I don't know if that really works, but all right, we're going to have to be on our best behavior, ladies.
Okay.
All right.
I will keep my snide comment to myself.
So whoever...
No!
To not offend our guest.
Now it says no viewers, so I wonder if I scared them away.
Hopefully.
I was just thinking, like, what if they, like, I don't know, what if they're, like, into weird shit and they were like, oh, maybe this is some, like, weird fetish video. Like, oh, this is super disappointing.
Oh, man.
Are they ever going to take their shirts off?
Funny you should say that.
I don't know who says that you're not funny because you're really fucking funny. I'm just saying. All right.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for the boost of confidence.
Anytime. I have a cough. I feel better than last week, but let me tell you, it was a rough few days, and I ended up getting like a stomach thing, and I didn't eat. I think today is the first day that I have had a full meal and not like having 3 bites of a meal and then being like sick since last Tuesday. I did not feel well. It was Thursday was like, you know, the epitome of it where I was like on the couch crying and almost like, you know, dry heaving. And it wasn't pretty. And then Zach ended up getting it and it was just straight up diarrhea for him for like 3 days. Sorry, TMI. And my mom
TMI.
Especially when it comes to a little kid.
I know.
Yeah.
My mom is here visiting.
Oh, is she really?
She is. And she ended up getting sick last night. So she had to take it easy today. And I think she's asleep right now. I texted her to see if she wanted to come in here, but I think she's sleeping. So she was feeling better by the end of the day, but didn't really eat much. So if she wakes up and wants to come say hi, she can, of course. And if not, well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of other episodes. But anyway, speaking of moms, my mom has been helping for the past few days me clean up stuff. And there was a bag in my kitchen and it had like random knickknacks and stuff in it. And that bag magically ended up on my dresser in my bedroom. I think my mom moved it in and I started looking through it and the top thing in that bag is the golden shandy, which, if anybody is familiar with the golden shandy, it's the trophy that we've, I think, spoken about this before. It's the trophy that the tribe members, the tribe hosts, we pass amongst ourselves, the winner of the season. It's like this 3-inch tall golden penis that says world's greatest on it. And given that
it's a really small penis.
It's a really small
that's what
penis.
They had on one.
Given that it's really cold in my house, Shandy, okay?
Okay, there we go.
I think Norton, he bought it, right? I think he did it to scale.
I bought it.
Oh, I was going to make fun of John.
It doesn't really seem like something that John Norton would buy.
It was a joke. Well, and then,
wouldn't it then be called the Golden Norton? Yes.
You've lost me.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Anyway, yeah. So I was just
no,
like...
I bought it because it was like kind of, it was a joke throughout the season when I was a listener, like I wasn't even part of the podcast. And then at the end, I actually did go online and Google penis trophy. And that's the one that came up first. That's what he said. And it happened to be pretty small, but it was like, well, that's what came up first and it's not too expensive. So I'll buy it and send it to John. And that's what I did.
Well, it's awesome, yes. But I can't imagine, like, she's looking at him being like, huh. Like, I can imagine that's probably not what, you know, she dreamed of my life.
Because like, it's not even, that's the funniest part. It's not even, like, just a straight-up sex toy. Like, it's a trophy. And it's very visibly a trophy with, like, a little bow. And it's not, it's, like, not... So
the like faux marble stand.
I will get. I will bring it. Yes. I will bring it downstairs when we have a pee break.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
So, but yeah, I can just imagine her being like, not what I envisioned my little princess growing up to own. But
like a vibrator would be. It would make more sense, right?
But it's clearly not. I don't know. I don't know. That might be better. The trophy might be better.
I don't know. It invites more questions.
True.
A vibrator, at least you know like why it was bought and what's being done with it. Yeah. Not that you want to, but you know.
It doesn't require the same amount of explanation.
Yeah. Apparently my like death cough from the fall is back.
Oh no.
I don't know. What's going on with you guys? Did you have a good week?
I did. I was in Providence this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was had a little, with your... Yeah, we had a little girls retreat. A friend of ours is kind of going through a hard time. She had a miscarriage. So we sort of planned the weekend before all that happened. But it was just nice to get away. Yeah, it was really fun. Providence is a really cool city. We went out to Newport as well. So we got to see some of the mansions, which I'd never really done before. It was... St. Patrick's Day celebration in Newport, which is interesting, which is very interesting. Drunk roadies running around this beautiful historic scenic wharf area. It was very interesting.
Did you say hello to Boston?
I did not. Didn't see Boston. But yeah, no, we had fun. We went out. There's a lot of great places to eat there. And then the last night that we were there, we went out to dinner. And as we were finishing up dinner, there was like this group about our size of lovely gay gentlemen that came in and sat next to us. And they were like carrying on. And we were like, oh, they seem cool. Like, we should ask them to take a picture of all of us. And they did. And we were like, thanks. And we were like, hey, we're going to karaoke after this at like this bar down the road. You guys should totally come meet us. And we were like, they're never going to come meet us. Like, whatever. Son of a gun, they did.
That's awesome.
We like talked talked ourselves into a private room. And we were like, hey, so if this group of guys show up and they just look really fun, send them into our room.
That's awesome.
Shut up. Nice.
Yeah. And it was really because it was daylight savings time, obviously. So it was like, it went from being like 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. like really quickly. And we are all way too old to be carrying on like that anymore.
Right.
So it was like, the next morning was like,
That looks like a lot of fun.
It was good. I had a snow day today.
Yeah. How's that?
It was one of those snow days where like the storm changed course at like 4 o'clock this morning. So they were projecting like 24 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we maybe got, oh my God, if we got 6 inches. But like it, and to be fair, like it really was gross. Like it was all like freezing rain all day today. Mm-hmm. And then it was snowing and then it would switch to rain and then it would freeze again and then it would snow. So like either way, it was definitely not something you wanted to be traveling in. But like they closed down all, like my office building, they closed it down last night. And like the MTA shut down subway lines, like, so like my subway line was shut down. So even if my office did open back up, like I couldn't get into the city. But yeah, so it's like all the places that they said like weren't going to get a lot of snow got hammered, and all the places that they were like, oh yeah, this storm's going to be terrible. Like it was,
right.
It was like rain. So they got it wrong, but tomorrow I'm pretty sure is going to be a terrible, terrible commute because right. it's going to be all slushy and frozen.
That's the worst.
I didn't buy snow boots this year. So it's like, I don't have any.
Well, you guys have barely had snow this year.
We really did. Yeah, we really didn't have any, and it's, yeah, it's going to be a really wet commute tomorrow, and I'm really not looking forward to it. Because, yeah, I have snow boots that leak. So riddle me that, how those are useful, because they're not. Spoiler alert, not useful.
Makes me think of Uggs. Like, I never understood why people would buy Uggs, because they're not waterproof.
No.
Like, what is the use of them?
Oh, they're not? I've never worn them. I have no idea.
Like, not only are they like super fucking ugly, but they're not even functional.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can water treat them. You can treat them, like do that like spray.
But
like, yeah, they're not meant to be waterproof. Like they're suede.
It's weird.
Oh, I went couch shopping this weekend.
Oh yes, yes. Indeed,
so we saw.
So I lay on the couch like I lay on the mattress or whatever. But there was this cool like. Table, like, you know, like a end table, but like that goes behind the couch, like the longer one, whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at one, and it had these stools that were like tucked under it, and I was like, oh my god, this is perfect. Like there's extra seating, like you could, if you didn't want to sit on the couch, like you could chill on the stools facing the TV, and like this is a nicer place. It's called Our House. And I went and like pulled out one of the stools and I sat down on it, and the lady that was helping us was like, actually, that's not a stool. That's a little table. And I was like, oh. And she, Jay, they're laughing hysterically at me. I was like, oops. So I sat on this table that was not a table. I thought it was a stool. It was like one of those really dumb moments.
I can't. No, I like it. You're an innovator. You're breaking new ground on chair. But connections.
Doing my best. But yeah, no, so it was bad. Like I was sitting on a table thinking it was a stool and I was like, this is the best look. I'm like shouting across the room. I'm like, hey, something like this. She's like, can you just not sit on that, please? It's not supposed to hold weight. I was like, oh. Well, and then I went to pick
look
up.
Look how light you are that you were able to sit on it and not break it.
It was kind of wobbly. I was like, oh, it's modern. And that's why it looks like this and it's wobbly. No.
It's all good. Did you buy the couch?
We did. We got that one. So nice. It'll be here in a few weeks. Nice. I finally got my passport picture taken.
Nice.
And it, okay, so it was horrible. And I mean, like, awful. Like you could see my mustache on one side, like
but only on one side.
Only on one side. There was like this odd flash thing. Like at first, because you can't smile. So I was like, okay, well, let me put lipstick on. I like looked just awful. Like just so I went to pick it up, and I picked it up the day after I got it done. And the girl there was looking at it. She goes, "Do you want to retake this?"
Subtle.
Yeah. And I was like, I would love to retake it. So she tried to retake it, but I was like not in makeup and anything. And I was like, I look better, granted, than the first one, but I have to go back and retake it. This is like the longest process ever to just get a damn passport picture.
Didn't you used to be able to do it yourself? Like, it's so
you
long
still
as
can.
It, like, okay. Is that an option for you? Or do you
feel like I wouldn't know how to properly do it. I'm just going to have...
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Shani pants?
I didn't really... Like, I didn't do anything too interesting. I ran 16 miles on Saturday.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I had... a couple weeks ago, I had to cut one of my runs short, like a mile short, because my knee started to hurt. Mm. And, like, knock on wood, I had never had knee problems before and was kind of freaked out by it. So I, like, took... almost 2 weeks off, and I've like gone back into the schedule, and I'm kind of where I need to be in my training schedule. But it was my first like actual long run since then, so I was a little bit nervous about it, but it went fine. So I'm happy about that. That good. Was good. That was what good. I did on, this is what I did Saturday morning. And then afterwards I went to brunch and had like some mimosas and some delicious brunch. And then after that I took like a 2.5 hour nap.
Yeah. That all sounds like the proper order of things.
Yes. And then I got up and went to the bar again and met some friends at this bar that we like. But yeah, those long runs, man, they will tire you out.
Oh my gosh.
So it was good. But I love those like post-run naps are fucking delicious. It was great.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Sounds like you win the weekend.
Exactly. You probably did the most good for your body this weekend.
Well, I went out, I had the mimosas, went out to the bars afterwards. I'm trying to think Sunday, what did I do? I feel like I had some, there was some day drinking going on Sunday. Something. I don't remember.
Well, you did run like a million miles the day before, so I think you're
exactly.
I think you burned enough calories. Like, I'm sure if you like did that math, you're still like,
it's like over 1,000. It's pretty amazing. Like, if you punch it into an app, when you run those distances and you calculate how many calories you just burned, it's pretty fucking awesome because you know that, like, it really doesn't matter what. I mean, of course, you should still try to eat healthy and balanced and whatever, but. At that point, it just doesn't fucking matter.
That's great. That's really amazing. Well, and then also you're able to run that much and like you usually don't have pain, that like you don't have any joint pain. I think that's wonderful. It's like as someone who's had knee pain since they were like 15, like I think that's so wonderful.
Yeah. Man, that's rough.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Amanda and the Celebrex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. I used to pop those things like candy.
Are you knitting?
And the Celebrex?
I'm crocheting.
You're crocheting. Excellent.
Nice.
Oh, very nice.
If it's really annoying, I can stop.
Not at all.
So my bestest friend in the whole wide world has her baby shower this weekend, and I just can't seem to stop making things.
Nice.
So I made her blanket already, and I made 2 baby hats. And I had yarn left over, so I just started making a second smaller blanket.
Oh, cute.
That's awesome.
I straight up just can't stop. So if it gets annoying at any point, please stop me.
Not at all. I just wanted to confirm that that's what you were doing because I can't see it.
Because
otherwise you're just looking at your crotch. We just wanted to make sure.
Just want to make sure it's still there.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I didn't shower today. You know, you just got to make sure. It's snow day. Like, you just gotta make sure everything's okay.
Speaking of crotches and being healthy and crocheting.
excellent segue.
Thank you. I found this article called, this is from March 9th, so it's fairly recent. Swedish town may have paid sex breaks to improve health.
Ah, yes.
While many people in the U.S. find themselves hard-pressed to take a 15-minute lunch break, countries like Spain close up shop for afternoon siestas. But if you've been secretly fantasizing of leaving your corporate job for the provincial Italian dream life, a town in Sweden may have just taken the cake on best work city ever with an intriguing new law. The law would create a paid break for all employees, but not so they can get a bite to eat, so they can go have sex. Ba-ba-da-da.
This is like, first of all, the fucking Swedes are awesome.
I know nothing about Sweden except I love Swedish fish.
How about their meatballs and IKEA? Do you like IKEA?
Good. I love me IKEA. I love some IKEA. Yeah.
I mean, Scandinavian countries in general are like way on top of it. But this, I mean, it really, like, it reminds me of like a health and wellness program. It's just that you're adding. You're just saying like, hey, you should go get laid. It's good for you. Although I don't think they're doing it for the health and wellness. I think they're doing it for the population. But that's fine. Take what you can get. Because obviously they're not going to discriminate and be like, well, only heterosexual couples can take this because they could potentially be contributing to the population growth. I'm assuming that it's open to everyone. But in any case, I think you could take it as a health and wellness thing because, you know, it's good to have sex, like, for your mental well-being.
Yes.
Indeed.
Seriously.
Endorphins, serotonin, et cetera.
Exercise, good for your heart.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, employees have a 1-hour paid break each week.
It's awesome.
That's really awesome. guys, let's go.
Do you think we could? Can we maybe like email our representatives to have them add that to Trump Care?
No.
Wah, wah.
No.
Yeah, just joking.
Only
I think that'll only be for the top 1%.
Right.
If we do,
and it'll be a tax credit.
If we do have predominantly male lawmakers, I think we have a better chance of getting that passed.
The men can.
Pretty much.
Yes, the men.
It's very stressful being. It's very stressful being head of household, Shandy.
Yep.
Bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
You need that break every week.
Mm. I still want. Well, we should just go to Sweden, guys. I'm really good at assembling IKEA furniture. I can get a job there. I think, isn't the Lego factory there?
I'll say yes.
I think we should just do that.
I think it'd be great. Yeah. Go check out the Northern Lights. I mean, we don't have to go to Sweden for that, but hey, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Hang out with the Swedes. They're very progressive. The like parody is much more on point up in Sweden. I'm all for it. The little broadcast field trip to Sweden.
Yep. Oh my God. That'd be great.
That would be wonderful.
The broadcast abroad.
The broadcast abroad. Oh my God.
The broadcast abroad. I love it.
I fucking love it. Although I'm going to suggest if the broadcast is going to take this show abroad, then maybe can our first destination be Canada? It's close.
Yes.
We can go to Canada.
Just saying,
Canada
it's on theme.
Where is the capital of Canada? And we can do that.
Hello, Mother.
I want to go to Quebec.
Do you want to come and say hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty
good.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
We can hear okay.
Oh, good. How are you, Amanda?
I'm very well.
Good.
You're lucky you missed all the rain, snow mix. You did better off being down there.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. And how are you?
This is Shandy.
Shandy?
Yeah, hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And where are you from?
I live in California.
Ah, okay. So you missed all of this nice weather.
We had like 70s and sun today. So.
It's perpetually nice weather where Shandy is.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Well, nice to say hello to you. And
being too loud.
No, not at all. Not at all. Just woke up.
We'll turn it down. We'll be quiet.
You're all good. Okay. Well, say hi to your family, Amanda.
I will.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye, girls.
Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Shandy's training for a marathon. She ran 16 miles on Sunday.
Oh, that's a lot.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
I know. All right. So let's get into some. God, this golf is killing me. Let's get into some facey back.
Yeah.
I'm bringing facey back.
Woo! All right. So Dennis posted the slideshow for his This Week in Trudeau segment from last episode. He posted in the patrons group. So become a patron to see that. Woohoo!
Yeah.
It's worth it. It is absolutely worth it.
It is worth it. And you can actually become a patron by going to patreon.com/JandJack.
Whoa, look at that segue.
Look at that segue.
Beautiful.
And then Dan had commented, maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's maple leaves.
I fucking love that meme so much. Maybe it's maple leaves. It really tickles me. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan.
So I had posted the picture of me couch shopping, correctly sitting on the couch. And CJ, Sink Pisser Jones said, whose couch is that you're Kellyanne-ing on?
That was also really good. That was a good joke.
Lori said, I worked for Ethan Allen for 10 years, as well as other furniture stores, and you'll be amazed at what some employees have done after hours on those sofas.
That had not occurred to me until she said it. And
it should have occurred to me.
I was like, how did that not occur to me?
I know.
Before?
Yep.
Well,
that's why I have a hard time sitting on the test furniture. Like, oh, you don't know
where. Yes. You do not know where that's been.
Exactly.
It's probably still better than like a hotel bed.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of hard to beat.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
they're changing the sheets. Like, it's not like they're like reupholstering the couch.
True. That's true.
True. Ooh. Good counterpoint. Like, which is worse?
I think about these things a lot, guys. It's
you clearly put way more thought into that than I do. Yeah.
My brain, it's a dizzying place, my brain. You guys are better off.
Anyway, in regards to our last episode, Girl Unbeard, Matt said, little visitor, man, that guy on the BBC, Matt said, little visitor, man, that guy in the BBC's kids got around this week. That was so funny.
Seen here first, let's just say. Mm-hmm. It happened here first.
It did happen here first.
Right. Trendsetter.
Yeah, only I had to wait 20 minutes or something to come and collect mine.
Although next time that does happen, if there's a next time, I'm really going to request that Jay does that lovely lean across the door to pull the door
That made the video.
Just the sheer grace and agility.
Yeah.
Just made the whole thing. And I'm going to request that moving forward. I think it would really add a lot to the bit.
Yeah. Like, I still think, like, if you watch it, her pants are like down around halfway around her butt. I'm convinced that she was in the bathroom and that's how the kids got in there.
I don't doubt it. I'm sure that's exactly
I know
what happened.
That they gave an interview and she said that they were watching him on TV and she was taking a picture of it when the daughter got in, and then she saw on the delay, she saw the daughter in there and ran in. But I think that that's bullshit. I think that she was trying to pee in peace and the kids got free. And the door wasn't locked by accident.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right.
Absolutely, what happened. You have always said, Colleen, that time in the bathroom is like your me time.
It's your me time. So. This poor woman, she just tried to have 45 seconds to pee, probably. Not even 20 seconds.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was so awesome. Good. So good.
I know, that's so funny. And Greg... I'm not saying that he's a suck up or awesome, but he did say, just saw this and I'm listening immediately. Thank
I might
you,
say the
Greg.
Latter. Yeah.
Awesome. You should put that on like the profile. People. I listen on your dating profile. I listen to the broadcast. I care about female issues.
Yeah. I listen to the broadcast immediately.
And I understand.
Constantly current.
Constantly current. I understand how period pants work.
Yes.
Hashtag tripod.
Yeah. Oh, he should also add in the profile. What's your tidy whitey number?
Yes. Yes.
Just to see.
Yes.
Total. Mm-hmm. Total. Awesome.
These are all home runs.
Home runs. That's what I got. I got nothing but home runs. But home runs. And then
much
Sherry...
like a Babe Ruth.
Crunch.
Really not the best candy bar there ever was, but it's in the spot right now.
Well, what's the best candy bar?
Milky Way. No, Snickers.
Milky Way Dark.
Oh, Milky Way.
Milky
Midnight.
Way's good.
No, wait. No. I take that back. York Peppermint Patty.
No.
Dude, Snickers is pretty solid. But Milky Way, sometimes I'm feeling more Milky Way, but I would say overall I'd have to go Snickers.
And I'm not counting Reese's as a candy bar.
Right, because Reese's are just amazing, but I would still probably go Snickers.
Yeah,
I'm clinging to my York peppermint patty.
No,
that like dark chocolate and peppermint combo. It's like crack cocaine.
It's a good combo, but it's not like there's something missing there. Like
I know. Yeah, she's right.
I'm a simple girl. I'm a simple girl with simple tastes. I like it.
I do love me a good.
It is elegant.
I love me a good white chocolate Kit Kat, but I think I agree with Shandy.
Kit Kat. Normal Kit Kat. That shit is
white chocolate, man.
White chocolate's the worst. It's
not real chocolate.
I have a white chocolate Reese's egg waiting for me upstairs in my fridge, which is what you have to do with them. Ooh. Okay. Have you ever tried a whatchamacallit in the fridge or the freezer?
No.
I've never had a
Are they still selling whatchamacallit?
Yes. They sell the king size in Walmart right by the register. I buy them. Like once a month.
Did you check the year on it? Because it might have an expiration date of 1997.
If I'm always going to put them in the freezer, technically.
It's fine. It just extends the shelf life.
Exactly.
So long as you freeze it, it kills all the things.
Exactly.
It kills all the things.
Exactly. I'm just saying.
I can't even remember what's in a whatchamacallit.
I can't either.
Awesome. Awesome is in a whatchamacallit.
I think awesome is in the Snickers.
That's true. I will say Snickers, king of the candy.
And Kit Kat. God, that shit really is crack.
What would be the court gesture of candies? Candy bars.
Oh, what's
that? Funny one? Oh, good.
Maybe
it'd be what's that Reese's one that has like everything in it?
Oh.
It's like Take Five.
Yeah, the like everything but the kitchen sink Reese's one. Is it?
Yeah. That might be the court jester.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this.
Because it's kind of like not a real candy bar.
Yeah.
It's just like a bunch of crap that like, oh, people will like this.
Yeah, the Take Five is like the Reese's can't, then they tried to make them into a candy bar, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I hate those. And I love Reese's.
Yes.
Also, good in the freezer. Put them in the mini Reese's and all Reese's in the freezer. Best way to eat candy is frozen.
I like it cold, but I don't like it frozen because then it's like it is hard to crunch. Like I like guess. The bit of the softness in, right, the,
well,
in the peanut butter.
Right. Anyway, so sorry, getting back to Faisy back. Sherry had said, how many glasses did you have to drink before you wanted to try a grasshopper, Shandy?
And I said surprisingly few, but it wasn't really that I wanted to try one. It wasn't like, oh, I have like a hankering to try this. It was more like it's out. It's in front of me. Not exactly peer pressure, but it's like, okay, this is something that people eat. And obviously one of my friends ordered it. So like, I feel like I should just try one and get it over with.
All right.
And so I did.
And you're good. Never again.
Yeah. And I posted a picture. Now I can't remember if I posted that in the main, I think I posted that in the main Jay and Jack Facebook group.
Which is facebook.com/group/Jay and Jack groups.
Look at that. So yeah, if you
only been
see,
saying
like,
it on shows for like 8 years, but sorry.
If you want to see like a close up of what they look like, there you go. I had a moment afterwards where I was like, oh shit, are they actually crickets? And I was saying grasshoppers this whole time, and I was like looking up in like a Spanish dictionary, like shit, like I know the word that they were using on the menu. Anyway, basically, I think we're going with grasshoppers, but then I realized, like, I don't even really know the difference between a cricket and a grasshopper anyway. But
I don't either.
Small bug that kind of.
I think it's the way the legs are shaped.
And I think a grasshopper is bigger than a cricket.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think crickets make noises.
Okay. Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, a grasshopper doesn't make noise?
I don't know. I know what noise a cricket makes, I think.
Yeah. Well, I did find in one of the Spanish-English dictionaries, I found that it was a grasshopper, at least according to that dictionary. So,
well, okay. When you type in difference between a grasshopper and cricket comes up. So the major difference between a grasshopper and a cricket is their antenna. Grasshoppers have short antenna, whereas crickets have long ones. Additionally, grasshoppers stridulate, i.e. sing or chirp. So grasshoppers are the ones that make the noise. Oh, no. Just kidding. I didn't finish reading the sentence.
Oh.
By grasshoppers rub their hind legs with their wings. Crickets make chirping sounds by rubbing their wings together.
Huh.
Ah, gotcha.
So, and if you're wondering what they eat or drink, they eat, grasshoppers eat corn, wheat, barley, and alfalfa. So, Shandy, at least, you know, there wasn't anything gross in there that they had eaten that was like, you know, in their intestines that hadn't been digested or gutted.
Circle of life anyway. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of like how when I learned that if the shrimp have the dark line in them, that's like their poop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
why I always take that out.
Yeah. That kind of scarred me when I found out. I was like, oh, I had no idea.
Yep. I deveined my shrimp on the top and the bottom. I don't want any of that.
Oof, gross.
Yep.
All right. We have some
feedback
if we would like to get to that.
Oh, no. I just want to keep talking about gross stuff.
Yeah. So poop is okay when it's coming out of a little kid, but not a shrimp.
Not a shrimp.
Like, poop is okay if you're not going to eat it. unless you're into that. And then more power to you. But generally speaking.
Right. Unless you're into that.
Unless you're into that. Then, you know, we're not here to judge.
Just, you know, not podcast about it. Unless if you want to call us, we'll take that call.
Yes. I believe we've offered this before. Still have zero emails or voicemails about that, but we are still waiting. The day will come.
The day will come. All right. So moving on. We got lots of feedback again. We got lots of feedback again. Yay. I'm going to start with the first one. This is entitled Donor Egg. Dear Hilarious Colleen, Strong Shandy, and Down to Earth Amanda. Parentheses. In order of who I like most. Sorry, Amanda. It's not that I don't like you. It's just that I like Colleen and Shandy more. It's not you. It's me.
Yeah.
Hashtag rude. How rude. I would like to be called Daniel Apple for the purpose of anonymity. I have been listening to the Jay and Jack Network on and off for probably over a decade now, and I have never written in. Long time listener, first time emailer, I guess. Wow, that's crazy. We don't get many long time first times anymore. The infertility discussion struck a chord with me. I don't mean to judge, but it seems like you guys take the pro-adoption route over the IVF or donor egg options. It could just be that in the woman's case who wrote in, that it seemed her husband was really pushing for the donor egg option and she was not comfortable with that. Then by all means, it is her right and her decision to say no and look into adoption. Don't get me wrong. I think adoption, IVF, and donor eggs are all equally wonderful options. With all this said, I would like to share my donor egg experience. My wife and I tried to have children for over 4 years. After we had many failed IUIs, failed IVFs, myself making love to many cups in creepy rooms filled with old porn mags, I would even shoot infertility drugs into my wife's butt daily with a 3-inch long needle. After all of this, not to mention tens of thousands of dollars, doctors finally told my wife that she would never be able to have a child with her own eggs because she might have pre-ovarian failure. They never officially diagnosed her. We were devastated. We did look into adoption. However, in my wife's case, it was very important to her that she could experience pregnancy and the delivery of the child into this world. So we decided to try the donor egg route. It took the clinic 6 months for them to find a match for my wife. After that, we had to wait another month or so to actually do the procedure. As the date came closer, my wife started to have anxiety about the children not biologically being hers and that they would like me more because they were half genetically mine. We were referred to an infertility psychologist that helped my wife address her fears. We did the procedure and found out that my wife was finally pregnant. It was a miracle. To this point, I have never seen my wife happier. Her dream had just come true. It turns out she was pregnant with twins. My wife describes her pregnancy as magical. I would say it was magical at times, definitely a lot of hormones in play. Anyway, 9 months later, we had a healthy set of the most beautiful boy-girl twins in the whole world. After they were born, any fears she had of them not being hers were quickly washed away. In fact, a lot of times, I even think they like her more than me. Ha! It was the best decision that we ever made, and every day we are thankful that we have the two most gorgeous children in the USA, who are now 2 years old, and an all-around happy little family. I just want to share my story with the donor egg process. My advice for couples that are faced with our situation is for couples that are faced with my situation and can afford it, by all means, be open to the donor egg experience. Sorry, this is all one paragraph. That's all right. I made it through. P.S. I like the poop fart sex jokes. And when you guys are more hilarious and serious. After all, I am a guy. But I do like the balance of both the hilarity and the seriousness. I kind of wanted to close with something that would offend Shandy. I think you just did. But I think I have written enough. Or maybe something in this email has already offended her. Sincerely, Daniel Apple.
Right. Well, something offended me. So I'm going to go get some more water because I figure if I'm your least favorite, you probably won't really care about my comments. So I'll be right back, guys. How about it?
Even though she is world renowned, touted by the one and only Jay Glatfelter as being the one that gives the best advice.
And I love him for that. I super appreciate it.
Very high praise.
Don't you have to go take a poop break or something?
I might. I mean, water doesn't take that long. So I might go take a pit stop somewhere else. I'll let you know where I've been when I come back. I'll go on a little journey of my apartment.
Okay. But make sure you tell it in the most down to earth way possible.
I'll try.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I guess I won't try because that's just who I am. So
Well, you know, unless. Yeah.
Okay.
Goodbye. Okay. So, yeah. Thank you, Daniel, for that email, though. It, you know, I think this is in response to the email we had a few weeks ago. And then I think there was another one with the joint married man, the crossover as well. And I hope that the person who wrote in there was listening to this because this is a great, I mean, he has the experience. So this is clearly much better than probably anything that we could say. Just
I think, and this is what he started off his email with saying, is that it could have just been for that particular situation. Yeah. And I would say I don't want to speak for either of you, but for me, it's not that I'm like against donor eggs whatsoever. It's just that for that particular situation, the woman wasn't comfortable with it. So she's not comfortable with it. So that was it. It's not like a blanket. No. I think people should do whatever they and their partners feel comfortable with. It's great to hear from somebody who it worked out for, though. That's awesome. So, and yay for twins.
Yeah. I think that, since infertility is so personal to the specific people going through it and the situation. But yeah, I'm really happy that it worked out for you. And thank you so much for sharing your story.
I am kind of intrigued because it's twins. So it was not donor egg. It was donor eggs. Like, I guess, did they maybe like put in a couple? So hoping that at least one will take.
Yeah, that's probably what they did, like with IVF when they do more than one. That would be my guess. But yeah, that's a good question to follow up on. But I'm so happy that it worked out for you. You know, that's really awesome. All right, moving on. We have an email from Christy.
All right. So yeah, we have an email from Christy for anonymous from So Complicated. Now, I can't remember if this was anonymous 5, anonymous 10, anonymous 20, but it was up there. So from So Complicated. Okay. Christy says,
oh, this was the anonymous whose husband had different political views, right?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think it was the one that was having... Oh, I'm back, by the way. Hello, yes. Everyone.
Hello. Glad to have you back.
I'm back.
Hello.
We both felt incomplete.
We did.
You know, it was a very, like, It's a Wonderful Life moment, I think, for all of us. what happened if I was never born?
We struggled a lot.
We did. Yeah, there was a lot of dead air
to earth. Yeah.
I wish I had never been born. Okay.
It's a wonderful podcast.
It's a wonderful podcast.
I like that.
Already
like a lot.
So Complicated, I believe, is the anonymous that was having communication problems with their significant other, where their significant other was giving them a hard time about wanting to have like alone time with just their friends.
Oh, that one. Okay.
And then they weren't being terribly receptive to talking.
Yes. And we basically said, you guys are probably going to break up if you can't figure it out. Yeah. So, okay. That one. All right, I'm on it now. Sorry, anonymous.
The next person that wants to be anonymous, can you please come up with something clever for us to call you other than anonymous? Yeah. I think it will help us keep everyone straight.
True.
Unless you're not into that.
Unless you're not into it.
Then you can be anonymous 15. I mean, it's all, Yeah.
Or you could just pick your number at this point.
We had Daniel Apple, who was just picked an anonymous name. So. Yeah.
You could be Sarah Sassafras.
Ooh.
You can be Ollie Orange.
Ollie Orange. Okay. All right.
Okay. Anyway. So Christy says,
I'm like, I don't know how to bring us back into that. So
just read the email.
She says, we date so that we can find out who we are compatible with. Now, not everyone is always going to be on the same page about what they need out of a relationship. Okay. Some may need space. Some may need constant attention. However, what can happen and what should happen is honest discussion where each person is allowed to say what they need and for the other to listen. So if you like your time away and she wants more, then there should be a way to find a happy medium where both people are both fulfilled and considerate of the other person. If you feel like acknowledging her quote unquote complaint is giving into her, then there's a bigger issue to your relationship. it isn't a competition of who can hold out the longest is the winner. Sometimes saying you're sorry is just acknowledging that you may not have understood how the other person felt about something, but telling them you do care about their feelings and are willing to do better the next time. No one is wrong until you stop caring how your actions affect the other. The trick comes in understanding how much you are able to compromise to make the other happy without making yourself miserable, and hopefully they will be doing the same thing. If one party isn't willing to compromise for the feelings of the other, why waste your time? Most of us don't hurt others' feelings on purpose. It's usually because we didn't understand the need, wants, desires of the other person or what was expected. So talk about it a lot. Oh, and the defense mechanism of I didn't like that you did X, and them coming back with, well, you did Y, is simply deflection. No one likes to be wrong. That's not to say the thing they want to talk about isn't valid. It just may be that since you brought something up, they now feel brave enough to talk about the thing that was bothering them too. So this could be a good step in getting things out when you feel them rather than bottling it up to use for ammunition later. The way to handle that is to say, hey, I know I'm not perfect either, and I'm sure that Y bothers you. I really want to talk about that, and I promise we will as soon as we're both done talking about X. Is that okay? Your validation that you're willing to talk about the thing she is bothered by should get her to talk about the thing you need to talk about. If she's still being stubborn, then maybe get it moving by saying, fine, we'll talk about your thing first, but then you have to promise we'll talk about my thing after, okay? It could still work, but I hope she doesn't do that to you. When it's all over, encourage you and her to talk about things as they come up. Holding onto things is never a good sign of a healthy relationship. This may feed into her insecurity of when you aren't together even. Things are rarely compartmentalized.
That's true.
I disagree. I disagree with Shandy. In that couples that spend too much time together is unhealthy. Everyone has different levels of how much time they like to spend with their significant other in a relationship. The key is to find a partner who's similar to you in that regard, or at the very least respects you and your needs so that they may get their needs met by you sometime later. For instance, if you say, I need time to hang out with my bros this weekend, well, maybe not use the word bros. She can counter with, okay, well, I need for the time we do have together this weekend to then be free of distractions, so no devices. No devices. Ooh, seems like a happy medium, right?
I get that. Unplug every once in a while. That's a body good.
Yeah. seems like a happy medium, right? Quality over Amanda. I agree with Amanda, but I also I personally, if I'm hanging out with you, I'm not going to be checking my phone 24/7. But if I do once because I was expecting something or whatever, I'm going to feel okay about that. You know what I mean?
With him. Yeah. I get that.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Quality over quantity can solve that issue. Or maybe they are the girl that would be happy just knowing that when you aren't together, that you're thinking of her and showing her in little ways like text, calls, email, saying you're thinking about her or miss her smile or whatever can help her feel better, more secure when you're not together. One of the best questions to ask when fighting with your partner is this: what do you want to change/ what can I do better? Because none of us are perfect all the time. Keep the communication open and respectful of the other's feelings. And if the connection and mutual caring is there, then it should work. If not, then you know you did your best. And then maybe just agree that you both want different things out of a relationship. Wish each other well in finding it and agree to be friends. Good luck, Christy.
All in all, that was some pretty good advice, I think. There was a lot of great stuff in there.
Packed into that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really thoughtful advice, yeah.
I think Amanda and I probably agree with it a little bit more than you do, Shandy.
I agree with some. I mean, I think so when she said she disagrees with me about that couples that spend too much time together is unhealthy. I mean, we might still disagree about that, but I think that also maybe just shows my own personal preference.
Right.
But I do think that super codependence, I do think is kind of unhealthy.
Super codependence is unhealthy, but why if you enjoy each other's company and you want to hang out with each other 80% of the time, that doesn't have to be super codependent though.
Yeah. No, that's true.
some people are shy and they don't like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like some people like just need their one person and they don't necessarily need the outside stuff. So I guess I do sort of, I mean, it's weird because I think I agree with both sides. Like I do agree with the, like, that they're, everyone is different. And I think that's really good advice to like find a partner that shares your sort of makeup of how much alone time versus couple time you need.
But it,
on the opposite end of the coin, I do also tend to sort of fall into the camp of like, it is really important to have your own things outside of your relationship and to not spend every waking moment together and do every single thing together. I do think it is important to have something that is solely yours.
Yeah.
But that can be different for everybody. Like that could be like a hobby. That could be like a book you're reading that your partner's not reading. Like, I suppose that could be different for everybody.
I completely agree with that. I completely do agree with that. I think that, you know, even my own relationship, we did like everything together in the beginning. And then, you know, there's a point where, you know, it's kind of like, well, I kind of want to do this. And, you know, oh, you want to do that. So it's kind of, it's a learning, it's definitely a learning curve. And I think what I was saying, but it's it'd be great if you could find somebody that is of the same mindset of you, but it's unrealistic that, you know, everybody is different. Everybody has their own specific needs. So more than likely or not, you're going to find yourself in a relationship where you do need to apply some of the things that Christy said, where it's like, you're going to need to sit down and listen to each other's complaints. Cause you're going to have different ways of preference for whether it's time together or whatever, you know, the case might be. So I do think that more often than not in a relationship, you're going to have more of the happy medium conversations.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's just part of adulting.
Yeah, totally.
Part of adulting.
No, and I agree with you, Amanda, that I also agree with both points of view at the same time. One of them is mine and one of them is against mine.
Yeah.
I guess for me in this particular email that we were talking about, the anonymous from So Complicated, for me, there were just like warning signs. And I think like probably when I was talking about how couples that spend too much time together is unhealthy. Again, it's like a reflection of like, well, for me personally, I need a lot of like space and like my own time and stuff. So maybe I'm sort of overgeneralizing based on my own needs. So I can understand that. But also it's like, you know, thinking about like in a relationship, if your significant other is like, like cutting you off from your friends and sort of isolating you, like these are all
that's not okay.
Big warning signs. Maybe I went all that way in this email and we might need more information to know if that's actually what's going on or not. But I mean, they need to talk, and the whole thing that was difficult was he was trying to talk to her and she was not having it. So what do you do? You can't talk to a brick wall. So
And I think we were all on the exact same page when we answered that email too. I'm just saying in general, and because otherwise you're going to seek out, like, if you need alone time, everybody needs alone time. You know, it's probably some people get their energy from big crowds versus people that get their energy from alone time, you know, for being, you know, more introspective. But at the end of the day, everybody needs some kind of time to themselves. And I think that if you are lacking that or lacking anything that you need in life, like, you're going to find a way to try to find it. Like, I used to go for walks all the time, right? I would wander around and walk while Jay was at Apple, and before Zach was born, I would have plenty of alone time. And then, you know, after Zach was born and Jay started working at Google and he had more of a 9-to-5 job, I found less and less that I had kind of, you know, my own time for myself. So I was staying up until like, 12, 1 in the morning, just because that was more like, that was my me time. But then I felt like shit because I would be waking up, you know, with the baby all night and like, you know.
Oh my God,
So I think that, and that's just, again, from my experience, like, you're compromise, but don't make sure that it's an actual compromise where you're both going to get something that you need, because it could work in just the opposite way too. Like if your significant other is somebody that wants to hang out a lot or whatever, and you're like, you know, no, absolutely not, like, we can hang out once a week, then that's going to come back at you too, because they need that reassurance, because that's how they are. You know, I think that, I don't know, our our needs and our personalities always come out in the end. So make sure you take the time to figure out what you want, and make sure you listen to what your partner wants, because they're a person too that just wants to be heard, and you know, keep
right. And maybe that's fundamental.
And all that, not okay.
Well, right, and that's what he just wanted, like every now and then to be able to go and like have a Saturday night with his friends. Like, I think that's really important. So maybe if they have that conversation finally, it could also be that at some fundamental level they're just not, you know, good fits for each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on. We have another email from Christy.
Right. There we are. Sorry. Lost my spot. I was about to ramble on to something that was not the thing we were talking about next.
What? Okay. We're always talking about period panties.
No, we are always talking about period panties. I just thought we were talking about the other period panties. So, you know, my bad.
Like the 1850s? That kind of like period piece?
My grandmother used to tell stories of it. It was like a thing and you had to like tape it to your dress or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Is that the thing that they talk about in Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret?
I was just going to say. Yes! I was so confused when I read that. I was like, what the hell is that? What are they even talking about? And then I got my period and I was like, well, this is nothing like Judy Blume. What
oh my
fuck?
God. That book is like the Bible for young women, young girls.
Yeah, it's been updated now, actually. Oh, you should read it.
You need to read the original one.
But then read the updated one too, because honestly, like, I mean, the fact that they used to have to like strap them on and
it's. Well, and I would imagine the updated one is probably only better having the context of the original one.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Probably.
Otherwise, it's just changing the references.
I had no idea they updated it. I'm going to have to check that out. But I
did. Let me grab it. I have it on the bookshelf next to me, I think.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No,
are we going to have to do a broadcast book club? Should we have like a summer reading list?
I don't have freaking time. Did you know?
Oh my God. Can we have a summer reading list?
Fine. We can do a summer reading list, but we have to get more people involved in it. It can't just be the three of us, because I need to hide somewhere if I can't.
Okay. Broadcast Nation, unite.
Woo. And we'll all start with Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, the updated version. So read the original version now. Wait, move it closer, Shandy Pants. I know who the author is.
Old books. Yeah. That part I
can. Sorry.
Shandy's just holding it up where we can just see the word Blume.
And not Mike.
Oh, it's pretty. Is that's the new version?
I believe so. This is the last one that I've read.
So then what do they still do? We must yes. increase our bust.
Yeah. No, everything's the same. Trust?
Yeah.
That's not from that.
Well,
no, it's that's, not from that's, that. It's from
yes,
that
but within pop culture of yeah. us, Amanda, that's probably what you're referring to. I don't know.
Originally published in 1970.
Okay. And it was on the banned book list.
Yeah.
Right. I did know that. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Christy, your third email. Thanks, Info. I've been using mine for about a year. I got the cheeky ones in black and purchased 5 to start.
Ooh.
I have a pretty light flow usually due to my IUD, which I'm sorry. That always makes me think of like war.
IED?
Yeah.
Like, is there
it's like a weird thing in my head that I'm like, oh, now we're talking about bombs. Anyway,
you know, I kind of have the same thing too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. We can cut that part out though.
That's okay. Do you have a bomb in your pants?
There's a bomb in your pants.
Are you
is it a bomb
in your pants?
Is it a bomb in your pants? Or you just happy to see me? Oh, there's a bomb. I am happy to see you.
It's chicken. Oh, give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Well, we'll get
I'm
to those.
Officially sorry. Over the bomb references.
Okay.
And that's a whole new meaning to the phrase fembot. Sorry. We have a Roomba upstairs, and every time it goes off, Zachy goes, "Where's the robot? Where's the robot? The robot's go." It's really funny. He's like obsessed with following the Roomba around.
Sorry. Great for cats and toddlers. Roomba.
Woo!
It's a party.
All right.
Party for anyone under a foot tall.
IUDs.
Okay. IUDs. Okay. I have pretty light flow usually due to my IUD, so it wasn't always enough to justify a tampon, though it does vary sometimes. I got them originally just for those very low flow days or normal panty liner days because I cannot stand to have anything there bunching, and I thought they would solve that issue for me. Girl, I feel you. The bunching, uncomfortable, don't like it. They
it
did.
Makes things real dry down there.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I know. I don't like it either.
Yeah. They did, exclamation point. They solved the issue. And once I was using them and I felt more confident, I started using them for every day of my period. So far, so good. And there have been no issues. As far as laundering them, I rinse mine and then throw into the washing machine and then air dry. Again, no problems at all. Good, because now I remember that was the thing I had issue with. I remember talking mm-hmm. about this last week. P.S. My TW, Tidy Whitey, is a 5. Not a prude, but something still to aspire to. LOL.
Ooh, girl, which number? Which one's
on? I know. That's just it. It's like there are so many combinations that could make 5 that you just have to wonder.
Oh,
which
man.
Ones.
Mm. Yes, we need more TW numbers.
Fisting?
Sorry. And then to piggyback off of the thinks topic.
Yeah, so I got a text message from my friend Tasia, who started texting me about thinks, and I was like, oh, are you listening to the podcast? This is awesome. She said, you definitely need to rinse the thinks panties first, but it's weird because you'd think stuff would come out while hand washing. In all honesty, they aren't bad, but I totally shove some paper towels in that business because I'm worried I'll have a carry moment during the day and have people start throwing pads and tampons at me.
Oh, and she quoted Sex and the City. Oh, Carrie. Oh, no, she did it. She quoted Stephen King.
Yeah, a little further back. So it's a later reference.
They're all going to laugh at you.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but she said that she, we had a follow-up conversation about it. And she said she's never had an issue with it. Totally, you can wash them. Like, whatever. It's all good. So,
cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So we have 2 for 2, though.
Yeah. You know what? Like the tampon thing and the pad thing. Well, this is what I told Tasia. Like, I've always been a tampon wearer because I just, like, I like to deal with it internally.
Yeah.
Right? But Jesus fucking Christ, it's so wasteful. It's so expensive. Like, it's so ridiculous.
But there's still less laundry with a tampon.
Yeah, that's true.
Period panties do add the laundry.
Now,
granted, you're hand washing and blah, 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 blah.
Underwear that day anyway, theoretically.
True, so true. And you could leak.
Underwear for the day.
Yeah, you could have a little leakage. Yeah. So,
well, regardless of leakage, you'd still wash your underwear every day.
Exactly. Okay. Well, right.
That's a fantastic point.
I also didn't take a shower today, so.
Okay, Amanda, that's an amazing point. Thank you for that.
I wish that they would sponsor the down-to-earth podcast.
Amanda, you bring it.
That was just, you know, one of those great down-to-earth responses that I give every week.
I'm sorry, right. Shandy. We keep talking over you.
So no, it's all good. It's all
now
good.
You know how Amanda feels all the time.
Yep. It's like I have a point.
Yes. It's brought me down to earth.
Shandy's like, I just want to talk about my friend's period.
My friend thinks.
Is that so much to ask? Talk about my lady friend's period.
I'm sorry. By the way, I totally did not comment about how she said I totally shoved some paper towels in that business. I love that because we all do that.
Sometimes, for sure.
If I have like one panty liner and I'm worried that it's going to like leak or whatever, I'll totally shove some paper towels because I have to like save it for the day. I'm like, I can't change it. There's nothing to change it. So I got to pull back the layers.
I've done the paper towel route. Definitely, if it like starts before you're expecting it, and you find yourself somehow, you know, without anything, then yeah, you resort to what you got to resort to. But with these fucking period panties, which I was gonna say, like I just want them to sponsor the podcast so that they can send us some free, you know, samples that we can try out and then talk it up on the podcast. I'd be more than happy to do that.
All right.
Because this is what I asked my friend Tasia.
Everybody tweet at them and email them that they need to sponsor us.
Yes, please sponsor us. I want to try your underwear. I was like, okay, A, first question, is it like thick feeling? Like if you're wearing like a dress or like tight pants, like is it going to look like a, you know, diaper? Like a layer, like a diaper? Yes, and yeah, she was like, no, 100% not at all. Like, okay, that's my first thing. That's really important. Second thing, you know, you think of this kind of thing and it does just automatically remind you of diapers and shit like that, which are not attractive. But I will say, I mean, on their website, like they're pretty hot. Like they have some actually like kind of sexy underwear.
So. I've only ever seen the like the Subway ad, so I've never seen the full line of products.
Yeah, because it's pretty pretty impressive. Let's see. Wait, you have to go down a little bit. Oh, you can get a 60-day trial period. That's right. You do. Where's... Oh, they have a couple of different... Okay. Yeah. Cheeky, sport, hip hugger. Okay.
And I assume
there are a couple of options.
It's like the Victoria's Secret cheeky kind of same cut.
Yeah.
Not how, like, so, apparently Express now, they're skinny jeans. They have skinny jeans and they have leggings, which are fucking skinny jeans. I don't know why they have to call them leggings. Leggings.
Oh. So not the, like, the jeggings? That's, yeah. Is that not
a... No, now those are just leggings. And the leggings are pretty much jeans that are just skinny jeans. So I was there this weekend. I was very confused. And mid-rise is a thing now instead of low-cut.
I have a question about the leggings. Is it... In terms of the thickness of the material,
no.
Are they thinner?
No, I am wearing fucking leggings right now.
These, and it's exactly the same.
My LuLaRoo.
Wow. Yeah, those are you like, are. Jesus. Those are
yeah.
That's a lot happening right
it's,
now.
It's no, they're my PJ leggings. See, they have moons on them and clouds and stars and constellations. See,
that's a lot of look. It that's is a lot of look.
I love them. But those are leggings, okay? Things that I wear with tunics during the day that aren't these. Those are leggings. Like,
so then what's the difference with these Express pants leggings? Are they not leggings? Like, are they straight up leggings or are they jeans that are
okay, being so the jeans that I took the picture of me on the couch in?
Yes.
Those were skinny jeans when I bought them. Amanda, those are the ones that I bought when you were here. You bought a pair too.
I bought two pairs and neither one of them fit my fat ass anymore. So congratulations that you're still fit.
Oh, thank you.
I had to get rid of both.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a bummer. But those were considered skinny jeans when we got them back in, 2012, 2013?
Yeah.
Now those are considered leggings.
Right. No, we've had them longer than that because they were before you guys got married.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. We went to visit you guys before you got married, right? After you got married?
You came to visit me after you got married.
But you were it was before 2012. You moved into a condo.
It was definitely 2012.
That's true. Why am I arguing with you? You're the freakish date girl. Why am I arguing with you?
Yeah, it was October
2012. Like I was going to win that fight. What's wrong with me?
October 16th, 2012.
It was a full moon.
It was the second weekend in October because we went to the state fair.
I do still have all the Lululemon stuff, though.
I haven't done it in a while, but I love Lulu too. Apparently,
although I really need to throw out the pants because I've worn them a lot and they're starting to get holes and stuff. They're really. They had a really good run.
5 years.
Five years wearing at least once a week.
Yeah.
For 5 years, that's pretty good.
But those leggings, okay. Like yoga pants, but, you know, yoga pants are clearly the athletics version of them. But like leggings, you wear them under tunics. You wear them. They're thicker than tights.
So they're calling jeans leggings.
They're calling tight skinny jeans leggings.
Okay.
But they still like their jeans. They have a button fly. And yeah. Then no, they're not leggings. Leggings have a stretch.
Thank you. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. End of discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to power through the next few emails here because they all fit the same theme. And that is like a virgin. Ooh. Touched for the very first time. So that would be people writing in about their first time stories. We put out the call last week. I'm so glad that we did because we got a whole bunch and I'm really excited about that. And I think that we're going to have to get started. All right. Feels like the first time.
Feels like the first time. Okay.
This is from Christy. First time. Can't wait to hear all the first time stories, so here's my dad to the mix. I was so gung-ho to get it going and see what the hubbub about sex was. I'm a curious person by nature, and sex was no different. I had a longtime boyfriend whose family incidentally happened to be evangelical Christians. This really never came up during all the time that we had been dating. It was his family, and he didn't talk about it much. It never came up in all that playtime for months that led up to the actual doing of the deed. It was one of those things where you mess around and try this and that, and every time you did, you'd push the boundaries a little bit further. It seemed pretty natural, and we talked about the fact that we both knew where it was headed and were enjoying the journey. So one day it finally happened. And it wasn't awesome. It wasn't much of anything. It just was. I don't really remember much about it at all. No pleasure, no pain. It was more, oh, is that it? I do, however, remember the aftermath vividly. Laying there in what was supposed to be our post-coital bliss, neither of us was really saying anything, but just laying there staring at the ceiling and thinking. Finally, I look over and see that he's crying. Oh, how sweet is that? He loves me so much, right? I ask what's wrong, and he begins to unload the hefty weight of his brand new newfound misery. We are now going to hell, and we must this very minute grab hands, ask for forgiveness, and to be born again.
Oh, Jesus.
Really, dude? Do you think maybe this is something that we should have talked about beforehand? So yeah, not a great first time, since he decided to guilt me. Good times. Not. Nice guy, but we clearly were not suited for each other. So I followed up with this email and said, did he succeed in making you feel guilty? And she said, only that I wasted my time with him and not another guy that may have rocked my world. But he was a good dude overall. He was safe, so that's not a bad thing for exploring. Maybe another guy would have broke my heart or treated me poorly. He didn't. And in the end, I was able to walk away from it easily with no emotional attachment when the relationship ran its course and I had outgrown him. I guess just pissed me off that here I was sharing something with him that I thought we would both remember forever and he ruined it. I'm sure he remembers it. You're welcome, dude. It was like he wanted to make himself feel better that I was the aggressor. No girl ever wants to think that she has to talk her boyfriend of nearly a year into sex for the first time. Way to make a lady feel special, yo.
Man, religion has really done a number on sex.
Yeah, it has. All right, so let's just keep chugging through.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, I'm not trying to flash you guys. I'm just got a very bad itch right over here.
Oh man, I was looking at the wrong screen.
No, you were. I'm sorry. I can't get it.
Hey. Everybody itches sometimes. You get at it.
You're itching your boob. I'm itching my back, but I'm practically showing my boob.
I think it was really just like. Like I just saw you doing it. It was like a subconscious like solidarity thing.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. Well, Lindsay also wrote in about her first time and this it made me like literally laugh out loud when I was reading it.
Shandy
was, like,
gives the golden shandy to this one.
I love this one so much. Okay. Lindsay says, the first time I... quote unquote had sex was in the backseat of my car. We were 17 and both virgins. He was so excited. He never even penetrated me before he came. So basically he had sex with the backseat of my car. Later that night, he snuck out of his house and into mine and we actually had sex, but I don't remember it at all. So maybe so many better sex memories have been made over the course of my sexual life than my first time.
Oh my God.
I think I'm sensing a certain moral of this whole first time story. It's all overrated. So basically he had sex with the backseat of my car.
So so his tidy whitey number is higher than hers. At least
that one. He had sex in the car. Meanwhile, she got jizzed on in the car.
No, the car seat did.
No, not even. No.
Right. Car seat took it all.
Was kind of a witness.
Yeah. That naughty back back seat.
Yep. Gets you every time. All right. The next first time story is from JP. Hey, bros. First, I hope Colleen is feeling better. Me too. Glad you're feeling better, dear.
Mm-hmm. I am. And thank you.
Sorry, I didn't even let you respond. I was just like, yeah, she's feeling better. It's fine. It's whatever. She's fine.
Tell them. And,
and I'm caught up with all a J&J podcasts, finally. So I wanted to share my first time story. It happened when I was 16 and we were watching Star Wars.
That is amazing.
Interesting.
Two nerds found each other.
I lasted up until the third sentence of the opening title crawl. All things considered, pretty. That's interesting.
I mean, that is a pretty slow.
It's a pretty slow crawl. You know,
is it?
I don't know.
Oh, he went to her galaxy far, far away.
Oh dear.
Although it couldn't have been that far away because it certainly didn't take him long to get there.
Maybe just a far. Not too far, just far away.
Yeah. She brought it closer. It or yeah. Made it closer to her. Him.
She brought it closer. And then it was just the back seat of the car. I have a question for the broads and Colleen's mom if she's joining us tonight. LOL.
She's asleep again.
Yeah, sorry. We should have made a note of that before we started.
My mom is the best, but, you know, she's a teacher, so she goes to school. She's get up at, like, 5 a.m. every morning. So she's, like, a chronic, you know, 9:30 p.m. bedtimer.
It's probably,
woman after my own heart.
Yeah, probably healthier in the long run. But yes. Whatever.
There's a reason that she is probably healthier than I am. She cuts it off at 2 glasses. She goes to bed at 9:30.
It's really, we should just all aspire to live life like your mom.
Be my mom.
Yep.
She warns me about my knees.
She does. Well, because my dad was marathon training and he blew out his knees. And that's why she has those concerns because he never got to. Yep. He wanted to run a marathon. He never got to.
Anyway, sorry, JP. Back to your email. What suggestions would you offer to keep the sexy time still fun and fresh in long-term relationships? I once tried role-playing, but it didn't really go well. I dressed up as a UPS delivery guy, and I took the role very seriously. No. I showed up at her house unexpectedly, and she wasn't home. So like any other detail-oriented sexy UPS delivery guy, I just left a notice on her door for when she could pick up her package and the UPS tracking number. Womp. Looking forward to May. JP from NJ.
See, now, if I were you, I would have taken a picture of my package and then
left
it in an like a little envelope in the door. Like, you have a package waiting for you.
Unless she like still lived with her parents or something. Like,
oh, good
she,
Lord.
Well, that's why you put it in something, and yeah, then like the tracking right. number
that's
would fair. Be like
put it in something.
That's
69,
true. Put it in an envelope.
69. 77769.
Yeah, but I think it's a good idea. I think that's really funny.
I think, yeah, I mean, if like maybe try again.
Yeah, I mean, funny and sexy can live in the same space.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know something? I would actually say that probably funny is a way that you keep sexy time still fun and fresh.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
The couple that laughs together. Really, mm-hmm. like that's a thing. That's true.
Funks together.
Yep.
Yeah. all right.
Yeah.
Next up. So, okay, Mandy fucking brought it with hers because not only did she give us her first time story, she fucking texted the dude to get his opinion on it. Yes. Also, are the broadcast players going to read the text messages?
Oh my God, you guys absolutely should.
I think we should. Do you have them?
Oh, girl.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Okay, so the email begins.
The saga begins.
The saga begins.
Saga?
Saga? Saga?
Who gives a shit? Saga. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. <It's another laughs> good evening, ladies. I hope you're feeling better, Colleen. A lot of, you know, everyone's really concerned for your health, and I think that's really great.
Thank you. I might have SARS, but I'm okay.
That's okay. It's fine. Just stay hydrated and you'll be okay.
Okay.
I finished the latest episode today and it got me wondering about my first time. I still remain good friends with my high school ex who was my first. So after a little encouragement from Shandy and Amanda, I asked his thoughts on it.
Yes.
Below are the texts. I agree with his opinion 100%.
Some of us have fucking work today, dating. Okay.
That's true.
This is why you should be a patron, because this shit went down to the patrons group.
Uh-huh.
It's true.
True story.
Yeah. We had been dating for over a year. We were 16 and each other's first. I wouldn't go back and change a thing. It was as good as it could have been at the time. That is lovely. Okay. And now for the grand return of the broadcast players.
So who wants to be Mandy? Who wants to be boyfriend?
You can pick, my dear. Who are you feeling? Like, which character is speaking to you today?
I'll be the boy.
Okay. All right, cool. I have a random and weird thing to ask you.
Yeah? Shoot.
One of my favorite podcasts.
Yeah.
all right, so stay in character, Amanda. Sorry. You've got this.
It's tough. It's just been like a, seriously, this is like a roller coaster of emotions for your ego tonight, Amanda.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been rough. It's been real rough, guys.
Come back down to earth.
Okay, I'm here. Okay. One of my favorite podcasts were asking a question about their first time and if it was satisfying or regretful. They asked for listener feedback. I've been peer pressured to ask, which was yours? Their opinion was that it was very different from a male and female perspective.
I don't think it fits into either of those words, LOL. I loved you, so the person was above satisfying. Kiss ass. Place was decent. Performance / time was lackluster, but you can't say anything about two kids on their first go, LOL.
Second page. I'd agree with that. Amanda, Colleen, and Shandy will thank you for your feedback.
We do. Thank you.
Thank you.
We do. I'll let you know their thoughts, LOL.
Oh, Jesus, LOL. I didn't know I was answering for a panel. Dude, did you not listen to the first thing that she said? I should have just said satisfactory.
I'll send you a link to the podcast when it's posted. Yay! Hashtag new tripod.
Yes.
New listener.
Okay, that was awesome. Thank you, Mandy.
Yep.
Yes, thank you, Mandy, and high school boy. And who's no longer a high school boy.
Yes, thank you, high school boyfriend, for participating. And hopefully a new listener.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah. Yes.
Hope you now like how we represented you.
I'm going to play us out with this one last email from Michael. Hello, ladies. Figured I'd throw in the story of my first time as well. It was with my high school girlfriend. We were 15, I believe. I snuck out of my bedroom window and borrowed my brother's bike out of the backyard. She had a basement bedroom, and after a 2-mile ride at midnight, I snuck in through her window. Oh, my God. This is like an 80s movie come to life.
I know. Oh, my God.
Also, that is why Zach is never going to have his bedroom down here. Mostly, I mean, you know, it's a ranch on the top floor, so it doesn't matter if it's basement or first floor because there's a door everywhere.
Yeah. We'll just walk out.
Mostly I remember being quiet since her whole family was home in bed. One memorable part, though, was when my mouth went numb after going down on her.
Oh. Well, impressive to give that an attempt in your first time out.
Serious. Well,
Although, it
might not have been the first time with the colonel there, but little did I know she was using a sponge. Wait, what? Oh.
What?
Remember that from sex ed class?
Mm-hmm.
No, I do.
Hey,
Mark.
This is really something you should let a partner be aware of before diving in. Other than that, it was not good or bad enough to be extremely memorable. Oh, my God. On the way home, at about 2 a.m. on a school night, I passed a cop who waved to me. I figured he would have been curious why a 15-year-old was cruising around at that time of night, but no. Oh, my God.
Hopefully he was wearing his helmet and had a
It was a John Hughes movie, so it was fine.
Exactly. Also, Shandy, hopefully he was wearing two helmets that night. I snuck back into my room and no one was the wiser. Needless to say, that is very impressive. Like, I can't imagine this actually being a thing that happened with me. Like, did you literally grow up in Now and Then?
Yeah, seriously. I would have knocked a lamp over at her house and then at my house too.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be able to get out the door. Like, somebody would have known. Needless to say, I did this many other times and even got caught by her sister, who opened the closet door where I was hiding in some fashionable underpants.
Tidy whities?
Tidy whities, little boy. Yeah, what's your TW number, Michael? She didn't rat us out, so that was nice. I'm sure Will will have some amazing tale involving trapeze or a coffin. But that's my experience. Will, the fucking mic has been dropped on you right now.
Yep. The gauntlet has been thrown.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, seriously, though. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
I want to hear all of the stories.
Yeah, so yeah. Do I.
Me too.
I wish I had something interesting to add, but it's just really not that.
No, we pretty much went through it last week. We didn't have anything mm-hmm. interesting to add.
That's true. I think my interesting thing was Colleen.
Next door with the porn.
All right. So thank you guys for those. Please, please, please keep those stories coming, because they have given me life tonight. They're pretty awesome.
Amen.
Yeah. I think they even picked Amanda up from her down to earth position. So
it's true.
Yeah,
I'm like middle earth right now.
Man, if you're in Middle Earth, I'm about to go get second dinner.
No, second breakfast.
Well, 11 I mean,
Zeus.
But it's not.
11 Zeus.
There we go.
Dinner,
there
supper.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, good times. Shandy, if this were Middle Earth, you would totally be Galadriel, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you would.
Wait. Is she the one that's really pretty?
Yeah, you just soared past my nerd knowledge. I had no idea who the hell that is.
Is she the one that was played by Liv Tyler?
No, that's no, that's not Lady Galadriel. She's Cate Blanchett. She's like super badass.
Oh yes. She is super. Right. Oh, thank you.
She's super pretty.
She's super pretty. So
sorry, I didn't mean to be like.
Any day
you'd be this one. Oh, is that the pretty one?
It's a winning day.
No. Yeah. Liv Tyler played Arwen.
That's right.
Also an elf.
Also very pretty.
Yes.
But yeah, no, Cate Blanchett, her character is better, for sure.
Yeah, like super awesome. Anyway, housekeeping notes. Thank you to the patrons. If you would like to become a patron and help support us every month, you can go to patreon.com/janejack. I think you can also go to janejack.com/patreon. That will take you to a thank you page for everybody that is currently a patron. So thank you to everybody, and you can see your name there. And a special thanks to Eckhart, Tack, and Molly. Also, if you would like to shop through Amazon, we have, if you go to janejack.com/Amazon, that will redirect you to Amazon with our special link. Thank you to Rob for setting that up. And that's what I have as my homepage for Amazon. I kind of changed that out. Also, if you would like to come and meet up with all of us, Amanda, I think you're coming May 5th through the 7th. We're having a giant podcast meetup weekend. I'll be there, obviously. It's going to be mostly at my house. Amanda will hopefully be there. I know Mike Bloom.
Still need to buy my plane ticket, yes. But I am working on it.
I know Mike Bloom and his wonderful wife, Angela, will be there. Jack will obviously be here. There's going to be, Boston's coming down. I don't know if Colby's
from Providence.
Coming. Boston's coming from Providence. There's going to be... All the regulars are going to be around. It's going to be super fun. I think Chip has said, Chip and Sarah, we're going to go to Mims Distribution Company. They have this awesome like tap room, and it's like super cool, and they have games and stuff. And I don't know, it's going to be really fun. So come on out to Raleigh May 5th through the 7th. I highly recommend you stay May 5th through the 8th, because they're going to do a live Leftovers on May 7th. And we're going to have a big barbecue at our house that day. So you probably want to leave, if you could, early on Monday morning, the 8th. Shoot us an email, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. if you have any feedback or questions about that weekend, or you can call us 331 Broads 3, which is 331-276-2373.
That's fantastic.
That's all I've got. Does anybody have anything else before we wrap it up?
I don't believe I do. Just here with my feet on the ground and chilling.
What's the song? Got my head on the clouds and my feet on the ground.
Oh, right. I have no idea.
I don't know. That's going to be your song.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My cat is freaking out.
All I know is we did experience the podcast without you for a few minutes, and it was awful, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Not good. Yeah. Not good at all.
We're threesome, guys. We're a team.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, Tidy Whitey number. If you want to hit us up with your first-time experiences, your Tidy Whitey number.
I have it.
Or anything else. Here's the Tidy Whitey list one more time. Take it away, Shandy.
Vibrator, in an elevator, in a car, in a bar, in a bathroom, in a classroom, in the mouth, in the ass, in a hot tub, more than one person to rub. And the last two are about fisting. So if you get there, kudos to you.
Anyway, all right, on that note, ladies, everybody, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to leave us a review on iTunes, you could do that. We really, really, really would appreciate that. We are trying to plan for a live show, and we are trying to plan, I don't know, ways to get more listeners. I think we're going to be releasing a survey within the next week or so, so please be on the lookout for that. We're going to put it in the Facebook group. We're going to put it on our Twitter pages. We'll put it in the patrons group. We'll send it out to the patrons as well. We're going to try to make it as available as possible. If for some reason you are not on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, shoot us an email, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, and we will send you back the link, and you can be a part of it as well. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Be safe.
Drink wisely.
Be safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. If it's green beer, I don't know. But, you know, make sure you do at least one car bomb. I feel like that's important.
Yes, one, but no more. That's the important part. Do one.
Because if you do two, then you realize that they're actually not that great. One is delicious. Two is a bad choice.
See, I disagree.
Two takes you over the edge.
I disagree. I feel like one, you're like, eh, but by the second one, you're like, this is better. I hate all bombs of all sorts, like car bombs, Jaeger bombs, all of them. I'm like, eh, I would love to mix all these alcohols, but I would like to do it on my own time.
Yeah, we are back to IEDs. Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, it's like I wanted to make like a green eggs and ham joke, but I couldn't think of a rhyme fast enough. It's like, I do not like bombs.
Sam, I am.
I do not like them wearing toms.
I do not like them wearing toms. I do not like them here or there.
I do not like them anywhere.
Except in an elevator with a vibrator, in a car, in a bar.
Yes.
With an orifice up to my fist. Yeah.
With an orifice up to my fist. All right, on that note, guys, there's no better way to end than with an orifice up to your fist. So thanks for playing.
Oh, I'm so excited.
In the words of one of our great listeners, Maggie, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.